At the start of the pandemic, the federal government recognized that it would be a really bad time for people to lose access to medical care because they could not pay for it. So they changed the rules to ensure people could not be kicked off Medicaid, the public health insurance program for people on low incomes. But that change is about to expire. WHYY's Alan Yu has more.
Usually, people on Medicaid have to reapply for the program every year. They have to fill out information about their income and residence to make sure they are still eligible. It's a process that can become a barrier. Robert, we're not using his last name to protect his privacy, has not been on Medicaid for a few years. But he recently signed up again because his daughter encouraged him to go for a medical checkup. He's done the paperwork before, so it only took him about half an hour with his daughter's help. He has ADHD, so having a second set of eyes on his application was good.
And if we miss one little detail, they will reject you. You got to go back and check your work. I usually get two applications, so if I mess up on one, I can do the other one, you know.
If someone makes a mistake on their forms to get Medicaid, they could be denied coverage. In March 2020, federal legislation required states to keep people on Medicaid as long as the country was in a public health emergency. They no longer had to reapply to stay in the program.
It's allowed for a continuity that I think has really been life-saving for a lot of folks.
Jen Lydeck is the Director of Social Services and Community Engagement at the Public Health Management Corporation, a nonprofit that runs six health centers in Philadelphia.
I know so many patients who have now been able to really finally get ahead of a lot of their health conditions, to be living with a chronic and acute health condition, and know that they are going to be able to consistently access medication.
The latest spending bill that President Biden signed at the end of 2022 included a section that allowed states to start the process of kicking people off Medicaid again this April, if they are no longer eligible or did not reapply. That means people on Medicaid or the medical staff helping them will have to go back to renewing their paperwork every year or run the risk of losing access to medicine or treatments that they need.
It was kind of this constant battle and this constant struggle to make sure that our patients stay connected to health insurance.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services estimates that the barrier of paperwork will mean more than 6 million people could lose their Medicaid coverage despite still being eligible. But there will be some lasting changes from the pandemic. For instance, Oregon will allow children who qualify for Medicaid to enroll at birth and stay enrolled until age 6 without having to reapply. Washington State, California, and New Mexico are considering similar policies as well. Alan Yu, WHYY News.